Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to ace your IELTS speaking task, describing a person who inspired you to focus on sustainability. The IELTS speaking test often includes topics related to environmental awareness and sustainability. One such topic that has gained prominence in recent years is describing a person who inspired you to focus on sustainability. This article will provide you with valuable insights and sample answers to help you excel in this particular speaking task. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about sustainability and environmental issues. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Sample question: Do you think it's important to live sustainably? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I believe living sustainably is crucial nowadays. We need to protect our environment and conserve resources for future generations. Simple actions like recycling and using public transport can make a difference. Band 8-9 answer: Absolutely. In today's world, living sustainably is not just important, it's imperative. The mounting environmental challenges we face, such as climate change and resource depletion, necessitate a collective shift towards more sustainable lifestyles. By adopting eco-friendly practices in our daily lives, we can contribute to preserving the planet's delicate ecosystems and ensure a habitable world for future generations. Part 2. Long-term. Cue card. Describe a person who inspired you to focus on sustainability. You should say who this person is, how you know them, what they did to inspire you, and explain how this has affected your approach to sustainability. Band 6-7. Sample answer. The person who inspired me to focus on sustainability is my high school biology teacher, Mr. Johnson. I met him when I was 16 years old, and he had a significant impact on my understanding of environmental issues. Mr. Johnson was passionate about ecology and often organized field trips to local nature reserves. During these trips, he showed us the effects of pollution on wildlife and explained the importance of biodiversity. He also implemented a recycling program in our school and encouraged students to participate in local cleanup events. His enthusiasm was contagious, and it made me realize how important it is to take care of our planet. Since then, I've become more conscious of my environmental impact. I try to reduce my waste, use public transportation more often, and choose eco-friendly products when possible. Mr. Johnson's influence has definitely changed my approach to sustainability. I now see it as a responsibility rather than just a trend, and I'm always looking for ways to live more sustainably in my daily life. Band 8-9, sample answer. The individual who profoundly influenced my perspective on sustainability is Dr. Emma Chen, a renowned environmental scientist and activist whom I had the privilege of meeting during a climate change symposium 2 years ago. Her groundbreaking research on the impact of microplastics on marine ecosystems and her tireless advocacy for sustainable practices left an indelible impression on me. Dr. Chen's work spans multiple disciplines, combining rigorous scientific analysis with practical solutions for environmental conservation. What struck me most was her ability to translate complex scientific concepts into actionable steps for individuals and communities. For instance, she spearheaded a campaign that dramatically reduced single-use plastic consumption in coastal towns by implementing innovative recycling programs and promoting biodegradable alternatives. Her passion and dedication were truly infectious. During her keynote speech, she emphasized the interconnectedness of global ecosystems and how our daily choices can have far-reaching consequences. This realization was a watershed moment for me, fundamentally altering my perception of sustainability. Since encountering Dr. Chen, I've overhauled my lifestyle to align with sustainable principles. I've adopted a plant-based diet, recognizing its lower environmental impact, and have become an avid practitioner of the zero-waste philosophy. Moreover, I've taken a more active role in my community, initiating a local sustainability group that focuses on education and implementing eco-friendly practices. Dr. Chen's influence extends beyond personal changes. She has inspired me to pursue a career in environmental science, where I hope to contribute to the field and inspire others as she has inspired me. Her work serves as a constant reminder that individual actions, when collective, can lead to significant positive change for our planet. Follow-up questions. How has this person's influence changed your daily habits? What challenges have you faced in adopting a more sustainable lifestyle? Band 6-7, sample answers. Their influence has made me more mindful of my daily choices. I now try to use less plastic, save energy by turning off lights, and choose products with less packaging. The main challenge has been changing long-standing habits. Sometimes it's inconvenient to always carry reusable bags or find eco-friendly alternatives to products I'm used to. Band 8-9 sample answers. Dr. Chen's influence has catalyzed a comprehensive transformation in my daily routines. I've adopted a holistic approach to sustainability, which encompasses everything from my dietary choices to my consumption patterns. For instance, I've transitioned to a predominantly plant-based diet, recognizing its lower carbon footprint. I've also embraced minimalism, critically evaluating each purchase for its necessity and environmental impact. Moreover, I've become hyper-aware of my energy consumption, implementing smart home technologies to optimize efficiency. The journey towards a more sustainable lifestyle has not been without its hurdles. One of the most significant challenges has been navigating the complex web of conflicting information regarding sustainable practices. It often requires extensive research to discern truly eco-friendly options from greenwashing. Additionally, balancing sustainability with practicality in a society not fully geared towards eco-conscious living can be demanding. For instance, finding plastic-free alternatives for certain products or maintaining a zero-waste lifestyle while traveling has proven to be particularly challenging. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Sample questions and answers. Examiner, do you think individual actions can make a significant impact on global sustainability efforts? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I believe individual actions can contribute to global sustainability. While one person's efforts might seem small, when many people make sustainable choices, it can lead to significant change. Things like reducing plastic use or choosing energy-efficient appliances, when done by millions of people, can have a big impact. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in the cumulative power of individual actions in driving global sustainability efforts. While it's easy to feel that personal choices are insignificant in the face of global challenges, history has shown that grassroots movements often catalyze widespread change. Individual actions serve multiple purposes in the sustainability agenda. Firstly, they directly contribute to reducing environmental impact, albeit on a small scale. For instance, choosing to use public transport or adopting a plant-based diet significantly lowers one's carbon footprint. Secondly, and perhaps more importantly, individual actions create a ripple effect. When people visibly adopt sustainable practices, it normalizes these behaviors within their social circles and communities. This can lead to a cultural shift towards sustainability, which is crucial for long-term change. Moreover, individual consumers collectively wield substantial power in shaping market trends. As more people demand sustainable products and services, businesses are compelled to adapt, leading to broader systemic changes in production and consumption patterns. However, it's crucial to note that while individual actions are necessary, they should complement rather than replace large-scale policy changes and corporate responsibility. The most effective approach to global sustainability involves a synergy between individual efforts, corporate initiatives, and governmental policies. Examiner, how can governments encourage more people to adopt sustainable lifestyles? Band 6-7. Answer. Governments can encourage sustainable lifestyles in several ways. They can provide incentives for using renewable energy or buying electric cars. Education is also important. Schools could teach more about environmental issues. Governments could also implement stricter regulations on pollution and waste management. Band 8-9. Answer. Governments play a pivotal role in fostering sustainable lifestyles, and there are multiple strategies they can employ to this end. Firstly, financial incentives can be a powerful tool. By offering tax breaks for energy-efficient home improvements, subsidies for electric vehicles, or rebates for solar panel installations, governments can make sustainable choices more economically attractive to the general public. Secondly, education and awareness campaigns are crucial. Governments should integrate comprehensive environmental education into school curricula from an early age. Additionally, public awareness campaigns, can help adults understand the importance and practicality of sustainable living. Legislative measures also play a significant role. Implementing and enforcing stricter environmental regulations, such as carbon pricing or bans on single-use plastics, can drive both individuals and businesses towards more sustainable practices. Furthermore, governments can lead by example by greening their operations, from using renewable energy in public buildings to implementing sustainable procurement policies. This not only reduces the public sector's environmental footprint, but also sets a standard for the private sector and individuals to follow. Investing in sustainable infrastructure is another key area. By improving public transportation, creating bicycle lanes, and developing smart city technologies, governments can make sustainable choices more convenient and accessible. Lastly, governments can foster innovation in sustainability through research grants and support for green startups. This can lead to new technologies and solutions that make sustainable living easier and more appealing. It's important to note that the most effective approach would likely involve a combination of these strategies tailored to the specific context and needs of each country or region. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Sustainability, sustainability, noun, the ability to maintain or support a process continuously over time. Example, the company's commitment to sustainability has led to significant reductions in its carbon footprint. Eco-friendly, eco-friendly, adjective, not harmful to the environment. Example, we've switched to eco-friendly cleaning products in our home. Carbon footprint, carbon print, noun, the amount of carbon dioxide released into the atmosphere as a result of one's activities. Example, by using public transport instead of driving, I've managed to reduce my carbon footprint. Renewable energy, renewable, e, noun, energy from a source that is not depleted when used, such as wind or solar power. Example, the city has set a goal to run entirely on renewable energy by 2030. Biodiversity, noun, the variety of plant and animal life in a particular habitat or ecosystem. Example, protecting biodiversity is crucial for maintaining healthy ecosystems. Circular economy, economy, noun, an economic system aimed at eliminating waste and the continual use of resources. Example, many companies are now adopting circular economy principles in their production processes. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing sustainability, expand your vocabulary. Use a range of sophisticated words and phrases related to environmental issues and sustainability. Provide detailed answers. Don't just give short responses. Elaborate on your points with examples and explanations. Show critical thinking. Discuss both sides of an issue and provide well-reasoned opinions. Use appropriate tenses. Ensure you use the correct tenses when discussing past experiences or future possibilities. Practice fluency. Aim to speak smoothly without too many hesitations or pauses. Demonstrate awareness. Show that you're knowledgeable about current environmental issues and sustainable practices. Remember, the key to success is regular practice and expanding your knowledge on the topic of sustainability. Good luck with your IELTS preparation. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our article on how to describe a person who has had a significant impact on your career. You might also find it helpful to read about describing a creative project you completed recently, as this can provide additional practice in detailed description and explanation.